Well, I'm just glad you've come. And that hymn we were singing, it's a lovely hymn, isn't it? I know thou art mine. I know the Lord Jesus Christ is mine. Now, sometimes we're not always as happy about that as might be expected. Sometimes we're like my wee friend here. You all see him there. He's in a bit of a quandary, isn't he? And he's not so sure whether he's happy as a Christian or not. He's just thinking things through. And he's wondering if he will go to Sunday school this morning or not. And then he's wondering if he'll stay on for church. But then, like you and me, when I was a little boy at home, I was brought up in the Armagh Baptist Church. And my daddy, boys and girls, was the secretary. And he was an elder. And he was just always there. So I had no excuse. I could never get out of going to Sunday school. And I could never get out of going to church. I had to be there. It was a must. And when I was there, I had to be ever so good. And if you made a move at all, he would, "Will I get you home?" And in those days, boys and girls, daddies and mummies were allowed to smack. Nobody smacks in the Lisburn church. Sure they don't. Don't tell me. I don't want to know. Don't tell me. But sometimes I was like this little fella here. And really, I thought about Christianity, and I thought about church, and I thought about the Lord Jesus. And those times I was just absolutely miserable. But then, you know, boys and girls, one day I really did get saved. And when I got saved, the joy of the Lord just flooded my soul. And I remember that night after Pastor Willie Weir had preached in our church in Armagh. I was just 16 years of age, and I'll not tell you how long ago that is. It's a long time ago. But I was just 16 years of age, and coming down past the slipper factory in Armagh, it just hit me like a wonderful bolt, boys and girls. What had happened? And it seemed my whole body seemed to lift. It didn't, because you can't lift a body that size in air. Sure you can't. I wasn't as big then, boys and girls, but my whole body just seemed to lift. It was wonderful. I was rejoicing in God's wonderful salvation. And you know, boys and girls, from that day on, I tried to do something special for the Lord. What is that? Who could read that for me? Anybody? Here's a young man here.
"Them that honor me will honor." First Samuel chapter 2, verse 30.
Good man. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 30. "Them that honor me will I will honor." I'm reading it upside down, so I'm getting it wrong. "Them that honor me, I will honor." Honor. Do you know, boys and girls, when that text, that verse came to me, I thought, that's wonderful. The Lord says that if we honor Him, He will honor us. Just recently, my wife was across in Edinburgh, and she was at the tattoo. Well, last year it is now, 2005, and she knows that I'm a coin collector. You remember that I'm a coin collector, don't you? Yeah, there's a young man remembers there. And she found this when she was touring Edinburgh. She found this beautiful gold coin. Do you know it's 22 carat gold disc? Well, that's what it says there. What do you see? Listen. "The Tower Mint in London are delighted to offer a replica of this Trafalgar medal to commemorate the bicentenary of the Battle of Trafalgar in 2005. This limited edition medal is 22 carat gold plated." Oh, dear me. Got it wrong again. I thought I was wealthy there for a minute. But it's only 22 carat gold plated. But here's what really struck me. On the back of it, boys and girls, there's a picture of ships. It's hard to see, isn't it? It's a bit small and hard to see. Can you all see that? You see the ships? Anybody know who? Sorry? Do you know who that man is?
No.
That's Admiral Lord Nelson.
Oh, yeah.
At the Battle of Trafalgar. And this is to commemorate the winning of that great battle. And you know, when I read this, boys and girls, on the back of this coin, do you know what it says? Lord Nelson, Admiral Lord Nelson, gathered all his troops together on one occasion before this great battle of Trafalgar, and he said, "Now, men, listen, England expects every man to do his duty." Didn't matter whether he liked the plan that the Admiral had made. Didn't matter whether he liked the orders the Admiral had given. Didn't matter whether he even liked the Admiral. The Admiral says, because you're English, England expects every man to do his duty. Do you know, boys and girls, in essence, that's what the Lord Jesus expects, isn't it? If you're a Christian, the Lord Jesus expects every one of us to do our duty. In other words, honor the Lord. And when we honor him, do you know what's going to happen? He's going to honor us. And one day, boys and girls, if we honor the Lord and live for him and obey his word, one day he will bring us to be with himself in heaven. And there he will reward us, not with a beautiful medal like this, but something else entirely. Now, I don't know what your reward will be, so you'll have to wait till you get to heaven. But will you remember that, boys and girls? If you're a Christian, try every day you live to honor the Lord and give him place in your lives. If you're not a Christian, can I encourage you? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And as the hymn was saying, it will be wonderful for you to serve him and to honor his name.